Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isup, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Alhamdulillah, today being the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447, corresponding to Tuesday the 26th of August 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with beautiful weather. The winter season has faded out, or is fading out, and the season of spring is coming in, and it's starting to get a little bit warmer. The jackets are getting put away, and Alhamdulillah, we had a beautiful winter. As we embark on the beautiful journey and the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, it always beholds a special heart to each and every one of us as a mu'min, as a Muslim, as a believer, because it is the Mubarak birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place in this Mubarak month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and the temporary departure of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made parada from this world and to meet our Creator Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And we have to renew our commitment to this beautiful Sunnah from time to time and reflect as to what did our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not go through for us as the Ummah and as a Muslim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on the Mubarak journey of Mi'raj, and that was from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then ascended to the seven heavens and to bring down the gift, the wonderful and Mubarak gift of Salah, that we as the Ummah and we as the Muslims can communicate with Almighty Allah through Salah. And that is the communication, you know, when you put your head when you go for Sajda, that is the closest. You may be the lowest on the earth, but in the heavens you are the highest. And you know, you say you must make dua when you are in sujood, because your duas and your supplications are heard in the heavens. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not a rahmatul, he was not a mercy to Muslims, but he was a mercy to mankind. Rahmatul lil alameen. Inshallah, we're going to be playing a small verse from the Noble Quran, from the Surah Anbiya, verse number 107.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
صدق الله العظيم. And that's a verse. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except as a mercy to the worlds, a mercy to mankind, to the universe. Before the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the world was steeped, was in darkness, was in jahiliyyah, injustice and moral decay. People didn't know what they were doing. They were doing all kinds of filth and haram. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a beacon of light, bringing a message of peace, justice and compassion that transformed not just the Arabian Peninsula, but the entire universe, the entire world. His birth was the dawn of a new era, marking the completion of Almighty Allah's message to humanity. And you know, each and every Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with one message and one message only: to believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah and to take the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and to proclaim a tawheed, la ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship than there is only one Lord, and that is Almighty Allah. And previous nations were destroyed when they mocked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they mocked the Anbiya, and they said that who is greater than us? Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. When they used to proclaim that they were the Lord, there was no one better. Look at the people of Ad and Thamud, giants, I tell you, that they used to carve their homes out of the mountains. They used to carve their houses out of mountains. They were giants. They had strength. Allah Ta'ala blessed them. But because they thought they were haughty, they thought they were mightier than anyone else, Allah Ta'ala showed them that I am the most powerful. There is no one better than me. And that is Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala destroyed Ad and Thamud. Look at Fir'aun. He proclaimed that he was God. But Allah Ta'ala showed him and he preserved his body to show that we will keep you as a sign, as a reminder that there is only one Lord, and that is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival, it compelled and there was a dawn of new era marking the completion of Allah Ta'ala's message to humanity, and that is the Tawheed. His very existence was a mercy to the rich and to the poor, the powerful and the weak, and even the animals and the environment. And you know, there is a particular tree, if I'm not mistaken, that this tree is in Syria or in Jordan. They marked it site. And up till this day, in that whole desert, that tree is the only tree that still has so much of shade and so much of leaves and so blush and wonderful and beautiful. Because why? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat under that particular tree. And up till this day, that tree is still standing. And if you look around the area where the tree is, it is all desert. There is no other life form. There is no other crop of vegetation or even any greenery except that tree. To show that even the creation, that is the trees, the animals. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And therefore the month of his birth is a time for us to reflect on the immense blessings that he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to mankind. Now the most authentic way and the most beautiful way to honor our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only during Rabi'ul Awal, but every day of our lives, and that is send durood and salawat on he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The most direct and reward act is to send abundant durood and salawat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, commands us in the Noble Quran, that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whosoever sends a single durood upon me, Allah Ta'ala will send 10 prayers, 10 blessings, 10 hasanat upon him. That's narrated in Sahih Muslim. That's why we should always keep our tongues moist with the zikr and the remembrance of Almighty Allah. And we should send durood and salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because durood helps us in so many ways. Imagine we're sending one durood, a 100 durood won't even take you less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes out of your so-called busy schedule to send 100 durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how much hasanat we are getting. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whosoever sends one durood on me, Allah Ta'ala will bless him with 10 hasanat. Now imagine, you send one durood, you get 10. If we imagine if we send 100 durood salawat, how much reward we're getting. And the durood and salawat helps us in our life. It opens our roads. We beseech in Almighty Allah's help through the barakah and wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why whenever we start our dua, always start by sending durood and salawat, praising Almighty Allah, and then send durood and salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look how beloved our Nabi was or is, that when we take the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala's name and his beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name are together in one. Wherever you find Allah's name, you will surely to find wa atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. So many places in the Noble Quran that you will find this verse, وَعَدِيُّ اللَّهَ وَعَدِيُّ الرَّسُولِ. Like I mentioned earlier, we should make a habit of reciting salawat during the day. whatever you are doing, carry a small tasbih, carry a small qadu. Constantly read durood and salawat, even the shortest durood, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look how easy it is, look how simple it is. It doesn't even take you that long to send salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much do we actually know about our beloved Nabi? Do we know what year he was born in? Do we know what year he passed away? Do we know when he received Nabuwat? What battles he took place, what battles did he take place in? How many battles, how many Hajj? You know, all these things, the migration, the Miraj, the details, do we know about it? No. And the best way to love someone is to know about them. Rabi'ul Awwal is the perfect time to let us commit to a deeper understanding, to a deeper studying of our Prophet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. Look at, we should read the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, as our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib will be traveling next week, inshallah, next week, Tuesday. And the programs will be live on Markaz Sahaba and the other various stations to KZN. And this will be a series of lectures about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will build up to the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. It is a reminder, a constant reminder for us as believers and mu'min about the sacrifices that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for us. We should look at his struggles, we should look at his character. You know, in a masjid, a local masjid here, there is a page or a poster about 52 sunnats that we do not know about. Sunnat is the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His character, what he did, how he conducted himself, how he behaved. He was humble and he used to treat everyone equally. He never used to get angry at the next person. Look at the people of Taif. They stoned him when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to propagate Islam. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I can topple the city and destroy it. Look at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's rahmah. Look at his mercy." He says, "No, Jibreel. In this community, there might be somebody who will accept Islam later on. You know, they'll lose out an ummah. And look at it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. Mercy unto mankind, not only to us as Muslims, but unto mankind. And we should show the people, the non-Muslims, we should try to emulate as much as possible he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, his character. How would he behave with people? He was never harsh with the next person. He would go out and propagate, he would tell the people about Islam. Even his own family members tried to plot and assassinate him. But Allah Ta'ala, وَمَكَرُ وَمَكَرُ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners. Allah's plan is the best of plans. And no one can go beyond Allah Ta'ala's plan. The ultimate sign for our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our commitment to his teachings, to his ways, to his sunnah. You know, there are so many ahadith, various narrations, Imam Muslim, Imam Ahmad, Imam Hanbal, Imam Bukhari, Imam Abu Hanifa, various scholars have taken down ahadith and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's so many, the way you must eat, the way you must sleep, the way you should dress, how you should clip your nails, ablution, making wudu. All these finer details of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these great scholars, these great Sahaba ikram, Anbiya, the Sahaba ikram, watched and emulated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's how we will go through the books of a hadith. We will learn about this here. That's why we should take out a little bit of time and we should go through various hadiths. And now today's day and age, everything is so accessible on the internet. You know, I'll just give you a perfect example. You go to sunnah.com, and you will find all the ahadith, majority, You know, they haven't fact checked it, but there's things that if you go and see, then you can ask your various ulama or your person that you have confidence with, that this is what I seen, is it correct? Then they will tell you. But majority of the time, 99.9% is always correct over there. So, you know, you go there, you read, you understand, you look at the things, and you know, we should seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb. That's always our life. We should always be striving to learn with deen. Empower ourselves with knowledge. During this month, let us make a conscious effort to adopt at least one of his sunnah, one of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah. Perhaps we should start reading, sending durood and salawat. We should start being more gentle with our family members. If you have broken ties or somebody has broken ties with you, be the better person. Don't worry about people. You know, people, that's the worst thing, you know. I just think of that phrase, what will people say? Are we in this world to please people or to please Almighty Allah? That's what we should realize, that we are here in this world not to please creation, but we are here to please the Creator. And that is a long life mission, is to please Almighty Allah, because on the day of Qiyamah, this makhluk, this creation is not going to be with us. We're going to stand alone in front of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us, and we shall be answerable for our deeds and actions. That's why we should rather try and be a parban with our salah also. Try to do good things. And we try to emulate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's character. Emulate his generosity. You know, when you give out sadaqah, your wealth will not diminish, but rather it will increase. Sadaqah is a form of opening, removing blockages. You don't understand that 1 rand or that 2 rand that you holding on to, give it in for the sake of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala will bless you with so much more you won't realize. Allah Ta'ala will protect you and save you from other things. We just think it's a mere 2 rand that we're going to give that poor person. But we don't know, you know, in the aman bin niyat, verily your action is based on your intention. Give out the intention, you know, for protection. Allah Ta'ala protect us from any harm. Read the masnoon dua, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Fallahu khayrun hafidhu wa huwa arhamur rahimin. You know, there's various duas for protection. Give out a lot of sadaqah. Give out a lot of sadaqah. It'll help us. It'll protect us. It'll be a form of protection. We need Surah Mulk for protection from the adab of the qabr. So we should try to emulate his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity. And his generosity is a beautiful way to honor him. Give to the poor. Support a local charity or help your fellow neighbor. Help your fellow neighbor, be it whoever it is. And even the people that you work with, be kind to them. Talk to them with adab, with respect. They're also human beings. If you are above them, don't use or don't think that superiority will take you anywhere. Because life can humble you very quickly. Life can humble you very quickly. Always remember that someone will come and will. You can be humble very quickly, and you can lose that authority that you once had. Then what you're going to do? Then you're going to be in the same level. That's why we should always treat people with respect. Speak to them with respect. Don't think because you're higher than them that you can talk anyhow. And it is important to address the varying views within the Muslim community regarding. And some Muslims observe it with celebrations and gatherings. My dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Al Jama'ah, this is the month of mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and allow us to follow He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's noble path and grant us His intercession on the day of Qiyamah. O Allah, we send durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Mubarak family, the Ahlul Bayt. We say, you know, even when you're reading your salah, you say the Durud Ibrahim. You're reading, and even before that, you say At-Tahiyyatu li, and you have that conversation. You know, if you go and search the conversation, that actual At-Tahiyyat till Durud Ibrahim, it is an actual conversation between the Malaika and Almighty Allah, if I'm not mistaken, but I know I read it, something to that effect, that the tashahud, there's a story behind the tashahud. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. We're going to go for a small break, and when we return, I'm going to try and source that tashahud and the meaning, and there was a story behind it. So inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. It's 20 minutes to 11 Central African time. If you have anything, any message you'd like to send us, you can send it through on the number 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners,
+27 84 786 3132. کہ اگرچہ ہم کتنے حالات سے دوچار ہیں although we are going through such turbulent times اس کے اندر میں شاعر یوں کہنے چاہتے ہیں کہ اگر پوری دنیا تمہارے خلاف ہو جائے لیکن اگر اللہ ہے تو تم مایوس ہونے کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں ہے تو دوبارہ ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کے ورد سے شروع کرتے ہیں اور پھر انشاءاللہ اس نظم کو شروع کرتے ہیں ربنا يا ربنا 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله Garwat tumhara hai mayus kyun khada hai Allah bahut bada hai Allah bahut bada hai Garwat tumhara مایوس کیوں کھڑا ہے اللہ بہت بڑا 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 ہے مانا کے ظلمتوں کے ہر سمت ہے بسیرے مانا کے ظلمتوں کے ہر سمت ہے بسیرے لیکن کبھی تو ہوں گے انصاف کے سویرے مہکیں گے گونچے ہر پل چہکے گی کوئی بلبل حالات کی صدا ہے اللہ بہت بڑا
اللہ بہت بڑا ہے, 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 اللہ بہت بڑا ہے. کبر و جبر کے بت یہ جو سامنے کھڑے ہیں, پانی کے بلبلے ہیں بس نام کے بڑے ہیں. ایک کن کی مار ہے یہ جتنے گوار ہے, تاریخ سلسلہ ہے, اللہ بہت بڑا 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 ہے. یہ خون بے قصو کا جائے گا رائے گانا, یہ خون بے قصو کا جائے گا رائے گانا. ہم دیکھے یا نہ دیکھے, دیکھے گا یہ زمانہ, اٹھے گی کوئی چنگاری.
It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. Before we terminate our show, we have a mayit announcement. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The mayit of marhum Muhammad Ahmed Rawat, the brother of Ibrahim and Muallima Nasima Kara, the father of Abba Zakia, Zubair Ahmed, and brother-in-law of Maulana Mazhar Kara, where there is no other details, but as soon as the details follow, inshallah, we will announce it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and all the marhumin wal maghfirat, and the highest in Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, without reckoning. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all in this testing time. Grant the family sabr jameel. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We've come to the end of our show, and this is, so the next up will be the news at 11 with Maulana Zayed Khan, and thereafter will be the bliss of marriage with Maulana Zayed Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, and thereafter will be 12 to 1 will be the 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi, and thereafter 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Toba, and thereafter 1:32 will be the tafsir of From the Archives. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali, and 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then 4 to 5 will be the lecture, the Urdu lecture by Maulana, by Qari Hanif Multani. And thereafter, 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Then 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah. And the Urdu lecture will be Islam Me Aurat Ka Maqam. That will be by Qari Hanif Multani. And then the tafsir, the verse will be verse 79. 7.30 to 8 will be the Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Maulana Dawood Sirak. 8 to 9 will be the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam by Maulana Yunus. That's every Tuesday between 8 and 9. 9 to 9.30 will be a lecture by Maulana Imtiaz Katrada. And 9:30 to 10 will be a lecture by Maulana Ahmad Mohammadi of Durban, 9:30 to 10. Then 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed. Then 11 to 12 will be a lecture by Maulana Ahmad Barak from 11 to 12. That's your lineup until 12 a.m. Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and from the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. مایوس کیوں کھڑا ہے اللہ بہت بڑا ہے اللہ بہت بڑا ہے گر کیوں کھڑا ہے اللہ بہت بڑا 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 ہے مانا کے ظلمتوں کے ہر سمت ہے بسیرے مانا کے ظلمتوں